track four and some news stories. Art and craft exhibition trail to fund Church Bell. A fundraising art and craft exhibition trail spanning five local churches gets underway in September. The trail hopes to raise money for the restoration of the bells at St. Peter and St. Paul in Broadhempstone. Bell ringing has had to stop at the aforementioned church due to the deterioration of the supporting beams. But a novel fundraiser event hopes to change that, or at the very least raise some much-needed monies to go towards the restoration. The five churches involved in the trail, which takes place between September the 12th and 15, are St Mary's in Denbury, St John the Baptist in Woodland, Holy Trinity in Torbrien, St Andrew's in Ipplepen, and of course St Peter and St Paul in Broadhempstone. Those churches will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. There will be exhibitions displaying and selling local artists' work and crafts at each church, with refreshments available. St Peter and St Paul stands on the site of a Saxon church. The tower is the oldest part of the current church, with some 13th century fabric having survived. Otherwise, the building dates to the 15th century, being restored in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Today, however, the bells are held by wooden foundation beams that have significant rot and deterioration in two, possibly three, of the beams. Bell ringing has therefore ceased due to health and safety risks. As with all repairs, there is lots to do once you get started, and bringing down the bells to let the work commence is very costly. Also, at the same time, there is repair work to the roof that needs to be dealt with.
Veronica Henry is new patron for Library Charity. Libraries Unlimited, the charity that runs Devon's libraries, says it's absolutely thrilled to welcome best-selling author Veronica Henry as its new charity patron. Author of more than 25 novels, including the much-loved Beach Hut series, Veronica brings a deep personal connection to libraries and a lifelong love of stories. "We're absolutely thrilled to welcome Veronica as a patron," said Alex Kitto, chief executive at Libraries Unlimited. "Her heartfelt connection to libraries and her strong ties to Devon make her a wonderful ambassador for our work." Before becoming a novelist, Veronica worked in television as script editor and writer for iconic British series including Crossroads, Heartbeat and Holby City. Her storytelling skills and evocative writing have earned her wide recognition and acclaim both in the UK and internationally. Based in Woolacombe, North Devon, Veronica is a familiar face to library users in the region. She said, "As an army child, whenever we moved somewhere new, I would seek out the nearest library. They were always a place of huge comfort to me as I settled into a strange new town. It was there I learned my craft, tucked away in a corner, absorbed in the pages, completely transported. To be a patron of Libraries Unlimited is the perfect way to pay back the inspiration I got from libraries over the years."
Dawlish seeks hosts to help Ukrainians. An appeal has been launched to find hosts to help a Ukrainian grandmother in Dawlish. She is desperate to rescue her 25-year-old daughter and 6-year-old granddaughter from Sumy in eastern Ukraine. They have managed to travel safely to Kyiv, where they've been given their biometrics of photos and fingerprints in preparation for coming to the UK under the Homes for Ukraine scheme. They have now returned home to wait for their visas to be granted, which can take up to a few months, but could be as soon as a few weeks. The appeal is being made by Chris Curd, a former vicar of St George's Church in Holcombe. She said, "The Russians are 12 kilometres away and they are under constant bombardment. To come here under the Ukraine scheme, they need a British citizen or someone with permanent right to remain who would sponsor them and give them a home. It could be anything from a largest bedroom or two bedrooms in your home to an annex or separate property. Their grandmother has been in Dawlish for 3 years, has a car and holds down 3 part-time jobs speaking good English. Her daughter, who is hoping to join her here, works online for an American company. They are able to fund their own travel and would be able to pay the full cost of utilities, while a £350 monthly payment is made by the local authority. Chris added, there is plenty of support for hosts and guests, both in the visa process and once the guests arrive. And in this case, there would be help and support of the grandmother who's been in the UK for 3 years. Obviously, the nearer to Dawlish, the better, but the most important thing is to keep this little family safe. Chris is also trying to find somewhere to rent for a mother and her 17-year-old daughter who are already in the UK. She said they are quiet, responsible people who've been in the UK for over a year and speak English. The dad is in the Ukrainian Armed Forces, and the 17-year-old is due to start studying for A-levels. The mother is already working, and there is another adult relative in Dawlish with a host, so it is hoped that they can be found somewhere between Exminster and Tynmouth and within reach of a bus route. Anyone able to help provide accommodation can contact Chris at prebchris2020@gmail.com. That's prebchris2020@gmail.com.
South West Water is hosting a public meeting to update residents on progress so far in Dawlish. The multi-million pound project currently underway throughout the town is aimed at improving water quality. The public session will take place on Tuesday, September the 9th at the Strand Centre. A spokesman said, we are holding a session in Dawlish for locals to find out more about our progress with this project. The doors will open at 5:30 and at 6 p.m. there will be a presentation by contractors Evolve Infrastructure about the storm tanks which are being built on the lawn and at Sandy Lane. This will be followed by a representative from Network Plus Contractors talking about the surface water separation work. The meeting will close at 7 p.m.
And while we're talking about public meetings, you can quiz a copper at a September surgery. If you live in Bubby Tracy, you mustn't miss the opportunity to meet the local policing team. On Tuesday, September the 30th, the town's Methodist Church off 4th Street will host a surgery, and officers will be on hand from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said it's a chance for you to tell us about your concerns, to report crime and antisocial behaviour, and to ask about crime prevention advice. And also, on Saturday, September the 20th, Tynmouth's Promenade will also host a police surgery, and officers will be on hand there from 2:30 p.m. until 4:30.
Smugglers reopens after kitchen fire. A popular pub on the main road between Dawlish and Tynmouth has reopened just 24 hours after a kitchen fire. The Smugglers Inn in Holcombe was forced to close following a blaze yesterday morning, the 3rd of September. Three fire appliances from Tynmouth, Torquay and Newton Abbott and an aerial ladder platform from Torquay attended the premises. There were no injuries and Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue were able to leave the scene after 2 hours. The Smugglers said it had reopened in time to serve a carvery lunch today and that the full menu would return within the next few days. The pub praised its staff and contractors for pulling together so they could get back up and running so quickly.